taking back our country and government and doing things from the heart instead of from corporate greed.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go with that. okay. Well, let's see. We have exhausted this hour. So we are going to close out this hour. And how about we save the best good news until next hour? We're going to run my fall into winter tip. So, Robin, you've got about 10 minutes that you can take a break. And listen up, folks, so you're taking care of your animal friends in this transition, especially if you've got little dogs. You're going to want to know that as this weather changes and gets colder, often house training goes south. So I tell you how to avoid that in this tip. Listen up. We'll be back. We'll do the best good news about animals. And then we'll update my boys are back ping and pong story. And you think we've been doo-doo-doo-doo now. Wait till we get into what's going on at my house. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see, monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. "Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy." And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather, and during the fall as the weather changes, to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important, fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. It is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. So Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis at noon on Wednesdays right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. is with us. Good morning again, Robin.
Good morning, Martha, and I love to run a special for my one-on-ones on your show for your very special guests. So if people are interested in having a one-on-one phone reading with me, we're offering five today at $159. And if you're interested, yes, you can call 310-691-6357. That's 310-691-6357, and Bob will be standing by to take your call and take care of your scheduling.
Well, I wondered why, because you... Yeah, the last few shows you have run a special, and since you didn't say anything in the first hour, I thought, well, maybe they're not doing a special this time. But you are.
Yes, we are. I wanted to wait till the second hour when you're going to start talking about ping and pong to offer this special, because those boys are so special.
Well, and we should remind everybody, when you do a one-on-one session, you do them over the phone.
Yes.
And that means that someone gets your undivided attention for an hour.
Yes.
And I believe you tape record the sessions and send a tape, do you not?
I do, yes. Yeah.
And ordinarily, the best deal that you offer on your one-on-ones is like $195.
That's correct.
And that's to Soul Spa members. But
yes.
Then to general public, it's up in the 300 and some dollars, isn't it?
Yes, it's $395 for a one-hour session with me. If you're not a Soul Spa member, Soul Spa members, it's $195 an hour.
The price on these five sessions is how much again?
$159.
Whoa! So that's a hot deal, folks.
Yeah.
All right. So if people want this, that they have to call before the show is over to take advantage of this.
Yes, and that's 310-691-6357.
310-691-6357. First five callers, and apparently Bob is standing by, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay, cool. All right, that's great. Yeah, and that is a great deal. Okay, so I know you blew it up here, but it didn't seem, well, at least the glass isn't wet anymore, so I think maybe the rain stopped. It's pretty dark and gray, so let's see if we can't lighten it up a little bit with time. It is now time for the best good news about animals. Woohoo! We'll let this play for a while. We're taking your sunshine, Robin.
Woo. Yeah, well, I'm sure sometime in the winter when I've got 7 feet of snow here and you've just got a little rain, I'll be, can I have you guys blow that to me?
Okay, we'll blow the rain to you, but we don't want the snow. Well, I take that back. The skiers probably want it in the mountains, but...
Okay, well, we'll direct it to the mountains then, Martha, yeah. You and me.
All right, well, fortunately, there was at least a couple of good news about, and but you know, I did during when we ran the tip and we're running around during that longer break between hours, I did get a major hit on that mass consciousness and the hairy crazy ants. And mm-hmm. I think you were absolutely right on that. The higher message is power in numbers, and we can change what's going on politically, and we can change what's going on, you know, on Wall Street and with big banking and corporations and all of that. We're seeing examples of this, of what's going on around the world. And if we stick together, we can make big changes.
Absolutely.
So it's a positive thing.
Unity consciousness.
Yep. Okay. And of course, in the story, the first best news, good news about animals, the story in front of me at the bottom of the page below this story, of course, is Occupy Seattle, protest corporate America. So how's that a little synchronicity here?
Yes.
All right. The story I was going to say is that last weekend was the annual Blessing of the Animals weekend. And so there was a number of events around town, and hopefully you got to participate. But there was a wonderful write-up in the Northwest Sunday section of last week's Seattle Times, Church Holds Blessing of the Animals, and some great pictures of the animals that showed up for the Howl Amen service. And the pastor, Susan Birchfield, from Emmanuel Lutheran Church, began the services with welcome whether you have two legs or four legs.
Oh.
And this has to do with it's an annual thing, and happens at a number of churches around the area. This Emmanuel Lutheran Church is in South Lake Union, and they did this last Saturday morning. But it has to do with St. Francis and tell you the wrong thing, but it goes on around the country. The annual blessing services is held annually close to the October 4th feast day of St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh.
Revered, of course, for his love for all animals. And, you know, if you haven't participated, it's a wonderful thing to participate. And you actually even get to take your animal friends to church on that day.
That is really nice.
Yeah, yeah. And usually it's only dogs that show up, but other well-behaved animals that are controlled are usually welcome. And then my second good news story, which also was featured in last Sunday's paper, and which is a program that I wasn't aware of. And the title and the photographs, if you want to look it up on the Seattle Times, Young Masters of Mustang Management. Youth trainers show off results of spending the summer working with Mustang yearlings they adopted. The horses had never been handled by humans before late June. And there's some beautiful photographs of these little kids that have spent their summer with these Mustangs and, you know, socializing them and taming them. And one of the youngest trainers was this Maggie Roth, only 9 years old, prepares to show her 1.5-year-old Mustang Starlight at the Youth and Yearling Challenge. And that was Saturday at Reber Ranch in Kent. The challenge was put on by the Mustang Heritage Foundation. Roth was the youngest of the 11 trainers. And apparently this Mustang challenge, what they do is they take, you know, young Mustangs that have been, you know, captured around the country, and they adopt them out to these young horse trainers, as young as 9 years old here, and they spend the summer educating these horses, and then they show them off at this Mustang challenge, and then if they don't decide to keep them, then they are auctioned off to new homes. But they have, you know, a well-mannered, socialized, lovely, sweet little Mustang. I just thought that was really sweet.
Well, this is very upbeat and uplifting. The energy here is, if the energy behind everything that was going on in the planet had this vibration, we would be living peace on Earth. I mean, it's just beautiful, beautiful.
Well, I can't show you the photograph. You could look it up on SeattleTimes.com. But, Gary, look at this little 9-year-old girl kissing, you know, hugging this horse's head and kissing that horse. And that the Mustangs have the sweetest energy, you know, in these photographs. And look at that little 9-year-old girl. Isn't that cute?
It's just beautiful.
I just posted it on the website.
Yeah, it's really, really incredible. You know, this is interesting too, Martha, because yesterday when we were hiking with the Soul Spa members here at Mount Shasta, we selected the McLeod Fall area to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been there so many times, and yesterday was the only time there was a youth group of a lot of young girls, probably about 10 years old, like the age of this girl in the picture, and they were so masterful on top of these horses. They were like 25, 30 horses, and, you know, we had never encountered them before, like I said, on the trails there, but the young girls were so confident. And I thought, oh, it would have been so neat to have grown up with the opportunity to ride a horse and, you know, gain confidence and be out in nature like that. I mean, oh, that's just beautiful.
Yeah, I have to say, I was born in the city and grew up in Seattle and couldn't have a horse in my backyard, although I wanted one. And like most young girls, mm-hmm. I was horse crazy. And so I bugged and bugged and bugged the socks off my parents and... Excuse me. They allowed me to take riding lessons, and this was way back when in the dark ages. There were horse stables and riding stables actually kind of almost in the shoreline area of Seattle. They, of course, you know, long ago have closed, but at Clearbrook Stables and Sterling Stables was out by Jackson Golf Course, actually. And I went 2 afternoons a week to take English riding lessons, you know, in grade school, out to Clearbrook Stables. And I have to say, our riding instructor, Mrs. Whitaker, I will never forget her. And I owe that woman my life. She was actually an elementary grade school teacher at our elementary school in Laurelhurst Elementary School. And she was, I never had her as a teacher, but everybody was afraid of her. Because she would wear her, you know, English riding outfits, you know, the boots and the, yeah. the jodhpurs and the crop. And she was the recess monitor on the playground. And, of course, so none of us kids got out of hand because everyone was scared to death of Mrs. Whitaker. And, man, was she a taskmaster. But so I learned to ride English from her, and I just adored her. I learned my foundation was so wonderful. If I hadn't had that foundation, I'd have been dead years ago with all the goofing around on horses I did later in my life, especially when, you know, I had Dan, my horse, for 34 years. I would never have been able to stick on him through some of the crazy rides that we had. But then because I loved horses so much, one of my favorite things was when summer came around, I got to go to the Flying Horseshoe Ranch in the Tianaway Valley of Cle Elum. Because it's a dude ranch for kids, and you get your own horse while you're there, and every day you go out on mountain trail rides up, you know, and up into the mountains of the Tianaway Valley, and oh my gosh, what an experience! It was, you know, my fondest memories of a child were riding horses, and even though I couldn't have one in my backyard, my parents did the best they could.
Wow.
To give me that horse experience, and I went every summer to the Flying Horseshoe Ranch as a kid, and then when I was old enough, you know, I was too old to be a camper, I would go back and volunteer as a counselor, and that was very cool. So, I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to be a horse person when you were young, Robin.
No opportunity at all. When I was 6 years old, I went to visit some horses in a barn, and I went to feed a cube of sugar to a horse, and of course I didn't even know enough to hold my hand out flat, bit my fingers.
Uh-oh.
And then I was so upset, I was crying, I got on my little bike, and I was riding home, and I was coming down a hill, and I hit a patch of sand, and I went right over my handlebars and had to go to the emergency room and get my mouth. So it's like my association with horses was not like yours.
Not that great, huh?
Yeah, and it's like I can so see the opportunity with horses. And who knows, maybe I'd be able to take some classes now as a 56-year-old.
Well, there's
a lot
going on with horses these days, and there's a lot of horse therapy going on. Of course, there's Liz Mitten Ryan up in British Columbia that's doing the phenomenal work with her horses and has these healing workshops and during the summer up there. And has written the books about the horses, and the horses are channeling through information. And then you've got these other groups that are doing therapy work with humans. And I've got a friend that's quite involved with that. I mean, she's out of California, but she's done a lot of, been educated, and then people come to these get-togethers, gatherings with the horses, and then are coached through groundwork with the horses. They're usually not riding the horses, but they work with them. And it really helps them break through on emotional levels and so forth. And for whatever reason, I'm spacing the name of what this is called. But anyway, there's really some great human horse situations going on now, and ways for people, you know. So if you're someone like Robin that always wanted to be involved with horses, but you never got the opportunity, there are lots of opportunities these days to get involved with horses.
Well, and I have to thank the horse also, because I did not realize that I could use my metaphysical gifts to be an animal communicator until in 1999. I was living in New Hampshire at the time. A woman who lived in Wyoming hired me. She actually flew me from New Hampshire to Wyoming to go with her to a ranch to talk to a horse to find out if the horse wanted her to buy it and bring it back to her ranch.
Wow.
And
she
must have had
some money.
Oh, yes. And she, you know, I said, I've never done that type of thing before, and she trusted me enough, and she did end up getting the horse, and then she kept flying me back, and I keep communicating with her and her other animals, and she is the first one that hired me to go with her to help, you know, put her dog down so that I could communicate to the dog and be present through the whole process. And so I do have to thank the horse for opening me up, obviously this woman, but the horse itself, that it allowed me to communicate as a horse whisperer. And then from there, I've done all kinds of communicating with horses and other animals. So.
Yeah, I'm getting another flash, too, for any of you that are listening, especially if you're in this area, around, you know, the greater Seattle area. If you're someone like Robin and I and loved horses when you were younger, especially if you never had an opportunity to be around horses, you know, the last Sunday of every month when we do Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, we always support all breed equine rescue up in Marysville. And of course you can volunteer up at the equine rescue in Marysville. There are other horse rescues around the area you can volunteer at, and if you volunteer you can get your horse fixed, because you get to go, not only do you get to do the cleaning stalls and you know, shoveling horse manure is a great thing to do. but you get to groom the horses and feed the horses and walk the horses. And even like out at All Breed Equine Rescue, you can even take lessons and learn to ride the horses. So there's some opportunities to volunteer to help care for horses these days and get your horse fixed that way.
Yeah, that feels really good. I'll have to look into that here in the Mount Shasta area. And while you've been speaking about the horses, I have to tell you, Martha, that I keep getting the image of the whale, the killer whale, coming back into my
third eye. Oh, the ones up in Alaska?
Yes, and I have not heard. The only thing I see, he keeps coming in and presenting to me, and then he keeps saying, Martha, and I think he's saying something about having a whale of a time. And I'm not sure what all that means, because it's not coming through with great clarity. That's just my experience. And so I felt, because he kept showing himself to me, I needed to mention it to you, Martha, so that maybe you would know.
Well, I'm having a whale of a time with my ping and pong.
Oh, there
and,
it is. Okay.
My boys, I'll tell you that. So maybe the whales want some good news about what's going on with my boys. Maybe
yeah.
We should update that story. But I just pulled out the whale story again. I still don't get a good feeling when I tune into them or look at this photograph of them.
No, I would say that feels very dire to me. It doesn't have the vibration of the horse stories at all.
Of course, I did have a whale of a time on my property last year, but I'm not going to talk about that.
When did you have a whale of a time?
After the Brody's or Bride's whale passed in Puget Sound.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, yeah. Like yeah. I said, I don't want to go into that at the moment, but that was a whale of a time, but... I'm thinking of whale of a happy, a whale of a time to me means a big, huge experience and
yes.
a good experience.
Yeah.
So let's go that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now, folks, if there are any of you listening that don't know what we're talking about when I say, you know, my boys are back and the ping and pong update story, if you must not have been with us the last Martha and Robin Sunday, and that was the second Sunday of, September. Can't believe it's October, but I guess I got to get with reality here. At any rate, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com. You can click on the audio archives link on the homepage and go back to the second Sunday of September and listen to the Martha and Robin show, because we ended up, gosh, Robin, I didn't think it was going to take that long, but we ended up spending the whole show. God, and because I had to relate my whole experience with all of my animals, and it has to do with all of my cats and their previous lives with me in this lifetime, and then their current reincarnations that are going on right now.
And your story was very consolidated and very cohesive. You did an excellent job explaining the reincarnation of the souls of your animals. It was just a beautiful show, so I do encourage people to listen to it. It'll really open your mind and your heart.
Well, thank you. Yeah, if you're uncertain about reincarnation, you definitely might want to listen to that show and listen to my story anyway. I mean, it's a great story, even if you don't believe it, but it's definitely truth for me. And just to kind of catch you up, very curious, coincidental, and of course I don't believe in coincidence, but 25 years or more ago, when I found my first spiritual teacher and began waking up spiritually, I was a dog trainer and behavior therapist at that time, and my life was full of dogs. Now, I also have had cats all of my life as well, but I was primarily a dog person, and I remember my first psychic reading with someone, Robin, that was very good, was my first teacher. And I remember in that reading, the master's coming through and saying, dear one, you think that you're here to work with dogs, but we have to tell you that your higher calling is really to work with cats. And that's where it, and I said, yeah, right. Well, at any rate, it is amazing now that here we're looking, 25 some years down the line, and I, for the first time in my whole entire this lifetime on this planet, I don't have a dog, but I have cats, and my heart is so full of these cats. I mean, I just can't tell you the bliss that I am living in right now. With the new cat family that I'm building with souls that I am already familiar with, it's just an exquisite energy. So anyway, last Robin and Martha Sunday, I shared with you the whole story of all of the cats that I presently live with. G-Man is my oldest Abyssinian, and he is a 14-year-old blue Abyssinian. He was one of the Scooty and the Blue Boy groups. For any of you that have been with us, many years here on Animal World, you know about Scooty and the Blue Boys, my three Abyssinians. At any rate, G-Man, as far as I know, this is the first lifetime that we've been together. I mean, his particular soul with me. And then I have Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, who, the kitten that came to me about a year ago now, and she being the reincarnation of another cat that I had in this lifetime, who came to me out of the body of a porcupine I rescued, and I told that
her story. Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you something, Martha.
Uh-huh.
When I posted the blog this morning, mm-hmm. about, me coming on,
yeah.
I was guided to absolutely had to put up a video of a porcupine. And I'm thinking,
wow.
What the heck am I doing a porcupine for? So I'm looking through the YouTube videos, and I found one, and I just kept hearing, post this one. And it's a little baby porcupine eating a banana, and it's got the hiccups, and it's really cute. But I'm like, why did I post that? Martha and I haven't talked about doing anything on the show about a porcupine. Well, it's because your cat used to be a porcupine. And I have to tell you, too, while you were talking, and I was chuckling a little bit, you might have heard me, mm-hmm. is, not only was the whale coming in and saying, hey, Martha, whale of a good time, or whale of a time, but the cougar came in and said, hey, ask Martha if I can move in, too, since she likes cats so much.
No, thank you.
So there's a ghost of a cougar knocking at your door, Martha. Me too, uh-huh. me too.
You have my permission to go through the portal, but that's it.
so it is.
Yes, and there are cougars in the area, but and a cougar? No, not on my property, please. Thank you very much.
No,
sometimes,
but
and that's one
more
of the lessons.
Them.
One of the lessons that's going to come through in this updated story is that sometimes you have to say no.
Exactly.
Now, so anyway, let's see, where do we go? Where we left you the last time, I had shared the whole story of G-Man and then Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks and her being Mohaka, who was Mohawk the Porcupine, and then I shared with you my story of having to say goodbye to my absolutely beloved, two of my beloved Abyssinians, my just most cherished Scooty, Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, my ruddy Abyssinian, who just passed this last winter. That was like in March. And then a couple of years before that, my little baby Jilpy, one of my blue boys, G-Man's brother, Jilpy left. And they had always, even before they left those physical bodies, they had communicated to me that they wanted to come back again. And we had made plans that when the time was right, that they would come back. And so I shared with you that earlier in the summer, I decided that I was ready for them to come back, and I telepathically had a conversation with Scooty and Jilpy and said, all right, I'm ready for you to come back, so find some ruddy, but I've decided that I want you in ruddy Abyssinian bodies. If I'm staying here, I can't possibly be here without ruddy Abyssinians. And folks, I have to tell you, if you have not raised ruddy Abyssinians, if you have not been loved by a ruddy Abyssinian, especially a baby, you have not experienced life on this planet. I'm just telling you that. They are so incredible. I call them dogs and monkeys in cougar suits. And, oh, and they bond stronger with other species, including humans, than any other animal I've ever known. They are absolutely phenomenal. So, anyway, I said, I'm ready. Find some ruddy Abyssinian bodies. They need to be close. It needs to be simple. It needs to be dirt obvious. And I put that out there. And I didn't tell anybody that I did that. I'm not quite sure why I didn't, but I didn't. And then all of a sudden, well, it was a couple of weeks, well, it was probably six weeks, I don't know, ago. I was driving home one day and felt them in my car in the presence. I got home, I opened an email. It was from Pagan Olympia, who said, I don't know why I did this, but I was searching eBay. I found this ad for ruddy Abyssinian kittens, and it looks like it's close to you. Well, it was 30 minutes away from my house. It was a month-old ad. I called her up. Lo and behold, she had two little boy ruddy Abyssinians left. It all went down in less than 24 hours. I had Scooty and Jilpy back in my family. And I'll tell what an experience. Now, talking to them, we decided that they needed new names in this lifetime, but they want to kind of hold on to their own names. So, as it was when they were with me originally, Scooty, they both have the same father but different mothers, so they were from different litters. Scooty Ping was a month older than Jilpy Pong. So Scooty's older and a little bit larger than Jilpy, as they were in the previous lifetime. Now, they did come to me with upper respiratory viruses, and once I had found them, I wasn't about to say, all right, you keep them until they're healthy. I said, you know, they're here, they're back, I have to have them. So I brought them home, and realizing that probably that would mean that my other two cats, G-Man and Sophie, would probably catch this upper respiratory virus, which they did. And so that kind of started a whole healing crisis thing with everybody, and that's been tough to work through. Let me tell you, dealing with upper respiratory viruses in kittens and adult cats is not a pleasant experience to go through. But it was, so we left you last month, Ping and Pong, a.k.a. Scooty and Jilps, were back. And I was a happy, happy camper, although we were dealing with the illnesses. And Oh, man. It sure seems like it's been more than a month to me, Robin.
It has been kind of grueling. It's like you brought twins home and you've been caring for twins and you already had two other kids in your house.
Yeah. And they're just phenomenally incredible. Now, I have to say, I am amazed. I am learning so much from these cats and this whole process.
Me too.
And what I am most amazed about, because this is one of the first times that, besides Sophie, that I have been aware of the, I have known the and been in contact with the soul vibrations of these individual cats for a very, very long time. So I know them very well. And I knew before they left their first bodies that they were coming back. I knew when they were coming back. I knew it was them when I got them and all of that. And even so, I'm learning what an experience this is. And I'm learning so much about reincarnations. And you know, it's easy to kind of expect them to want to be the same individuals they were the last time. And I have to tell you that that is not really the case. And to a certain extent, when their little souls came into these physical bodies, I think it is similar for when humans reincarnate, that there is a veil down so that you don't know everything you did before when you come back into a new physical body. And I think it's the same with them too. But part of what I'm, my amazement in this last month and a half is the similar characteristics that are developing in these two boys, because it is so obvious who they are. Aside from the fact that Ping Scooty is older and larger than Pong Jilpy, which is the way they were before. But Ping Scooty looks like a traditional, has a face and looks like a traditional ruddy Abyssinian, which is what Scooty looked like. Ping Jilpy has a very different face, and it's a rounder face and big, huge eyes, which is exactly what Jilpy had. And so their faces are very different. Their bodies are different, and similar to the way they were before. And then their behaviors are developing. It's just incredible. Like I'm thinking, with when I raised Scooty, he was my first Abyssinian that would just out of nowhere launch and jump on my body, you know, and grab onto my jeans and climb up my body. And I had a heck of a time breaking him of that habit. Well, guess what Ping does? From anywhere, he just launches onto my body. And if I have jeans on or my heavy robe, it's not a problem. But he launched on me the other day on my back, and I just had a thin nightshirt on.
Oh, dear.
And I went through the roof. Pong doesn't do that. Scooty was very much a snuggle up around your neck and bump and rub your face and all of that. And he does that now. Pong doesn't do that. Scooty had lots of different nicknames, and I would call him, because he would get so into something, he'd be chasing it and then he'd smash right into the window or the wall. So I'd call him Scooty Flathead. Well, now it's Ping Flathead. And then Scooty would climb. He figured out a way to get into the couch and down and hide inside the couch. So he'd disappear. He'd be on the couch 1 second. The next second, he'd be gone. So, you know, Houdini, I called him Scoodini. Well, guess Ping figured out how to climb up inside the couch I have now. It's a different couch. But so he's Pingdini. And then Scooty would launch from one piece of furniture to another, almost like a flying squirrel. And I don't know if you remember, the Flying Walindas were a human acrobatic group on, you know, those aerial bars and the things that swing. Trapezes, the Flying Walindas. So I called him Skoolinda. Well, now I have Ping Linda, because he launches like that, like a flying squirrel. Pong doesn't do any of that stuff. Now, it's very interesting that Pong as Jilpy Soul, remember when I got Sophie, and she was the reincarnation of Mohaka, when I'd had her for a little while, I was feeling sad that I missed Jilpy more than I missed Mohaka, and I wished it was Jilpy. She let Jilpy come in and share her body, and the two of them shared that body for a year before Jilpy reincarnated. Well, from the get-go, Pong, who's Jilpy, and Sophie have been like pretzels. They snuggle up together. They've been best friends. They've been like Mutt and Jeff from the beginning. She's not like that with Ping. Pong Jilpy was G-Man's brother, and they were the only kittens in that litter 14 years ago, and I took both of them, and they would pretzel up all the time together. Well, Pong will go and pretzel up with G-Man. Ping doesn't do that. Okay, so as life is shaking out with these boys, the similarities in their behaviors and characteristics are being like so dirt obvious. I'm like just amazed, totally amazed, that you really see those similarities, those characteristics carry through in reincarnation. Now, they're not exactly the same, and there's lots of differences now than there were before, than there were with them before, and that's okay, and we're going to get more into that kind of stuff here as I tell you more of this story, but I just have to tell you that y'all might think I'm nuts, but I'll tell you, I am absolutely 100% sure with every cell of my being that this is real, and it's actually happening for me and these cats.
I love how not only you are experiencing that soul recognition, but the other animals recognize the same soul and instantly start bonding with it as if it's the same soul, you know, even though it's got a different body. I mean, that's very telling to me.
Yeah, it is quite amazing. And it's so funny, like Scooty was my dishwasher. And when I cooked their dinner, because I eat raw food most of the time, but I cook their dinner. When I'd cook their dinner, Scooty'd be right up on the sink, and he would lick the spatula, you know, as I was, you know, rinsing off things after I'd cooked their dinner. And when Scooty was getting old and he was almost ready to leave, he asked G-Man to take over that job. So G-Man started licking the spatula and has been the dishwasher. Well, it's very interesting now because G-Man still is the dishwasher, and of course he's much bigger. He's a 14, he's a 15-pound cat. Pong has no interest in doing the dishes or have anything to do with this procedure. But Ping, Scooty, is now there every night, but he's not tall enough to get to the spatula, but he's trying to fit, you know, it's like you can see him realizing that there's something about this process that he ought to be involved in. But so eventually he will take over dishwashing, you know, when G goes on. It's just phenomenal that the similarities are so similar, and that as they're growing up, they're developing more and more behaviors that are like behaviors they had in their previous life. So go figure on that. Well, now, I'm looking at the clock, and I think this is a good place to take a break, because we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors, and we'll do that so we stay on schedule. We will come back, and since I haven't done a current events for a few weeks, we'll do a quick current events, and then we'll get right back to the story, because we haven't even gotten to the do-do-do-do stuff. Wait till you hear what happened after the last show Robin and I did together, and what's going on, and who else is coming back? That's just a hint. All right, so Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural raw foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food gets exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, add a little cool water to mix it in, and voila! You've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters like house rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There is a bird formula and a horse formula, and missing link plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to MuttManagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out MuttManagers.com. Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online soul spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit robinalexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's Robin and Martha Sunday. That means Mount Shasta Mystic, Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis is here. And Robin, before we get to current events, because we just heard about your a special deal on the Soul Spa for a one-on-one and a one-year membership, but you've got a hot deal going on today for Animal World listeners.
Yes, we are offering for five people who are interested in having a one-on-one phone reading with me. The price is $159. Normally a non-Soul Spa member would pay $395, or a Soul Spa member normally pays $195. So we like to offer your audience, Martha, the special of $159. We have five openings today, and you can call Bob at 310-691-6357, 310-691-6357, or email us at robin@robinalexis.com. We'd like you to do that before the show ends at noon today, and take care of business and see who we can serve.
Yeah, I assume since you mentioned it that there are still some available.
Yes.
All right. And it, just as you were speaking, I just have to bring this up before we go to current events, because it came up last after you were on the show with me. A friend of mine said, I keep forgetting to ask you, but why does Robin call you Martha? And I just had to chuckle, and I said, that's because she's from New Hampshire.
Yes.
And it's an East Coast accent. And I really enjoy it, because one of my mom's best friends, her best friends from the web, from the Red Cross, I called her Aunt Ski, was from Boston, I think. And she called me Martha. And you know, that moth, you know, that long moth and the R at the end instead of in the middle of the name. And I remember when I was a kid, it really bothered me. And so I remember sitting down with my Aunt Ski one day, and we tried to teach her how to say Martha. And no matter what we did, we couldn't get her mouth to say it right. And then, of course, eventually I learned to love it. And now whenever someone has that accent and speaks to me, it reminds me of my mom and her best friend Ski and all of that. So I actually love it. So in case anybody else is wondering the same thing, Boston or Robin, you grew up in New Hampshire, which gives you that accent, correct?
Yes, and it's so funny because Bob has tried to coach me, too, to shift how I speak your name. And for some reason, my mouth just won't go there.
Right. Well, my Ski's mouth wouldn't go there either. But Bob's
so I'm
actually
really, I'm so grateful that you understand and you accept that I have that thing.
Oh, I like it. I like
good.
Myself. Because like I said, it reminds me of my mom and Ski.
And yeah.
And I know that you can't, it's not a conscious thing, and it's very, because we tried, Ski couldn't change it. And so I learned to love it, and right now, you know, I mean, what would I give, you know, to spend time with my mom and Ski? So, yes, I really like that. All right, now, it's time. I don't see Gary's hands moving, so. Yeah. Okay, he's on board now.
I'm still not used to being back.
Well, right, because we've been without it for so long.
Yeah.
He has to let them out of their cattery. So it is now time for current events. Well, I think it's time for current events. There we go. Yay! When I hear this now, I see Ping and Pong singing. Oh, man, you should see him in the cat run. And there's stories to tell about that. All right, speaking of entertainment, on the current events list today. Now, I've got these things marked as new, and that's simply because they've been up on the website, but I haven't talked to them about them on air. Posada Safe Haven is growing. They are opening a new office in Olympia. Join them for an open house on Friday, October 14th. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Posada's new Pierce County office, which is at 315 39th Avenue Southwest. It's actually a Puyallup address. Meet the new animal cruelty investigation team, enjoy refreshments, and tour the office. So it's, I guess, so they're closer to Olympia and can deal with legislative stuff, but it actually is in Puyallup. So more information at PosadoSafeHaven.org, or you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. There's a free spay and neuter for pit bulls for a limited time in Tacoma under the Responsible program at Coalition Humane. The first 40 applicants that qualify, and you need to do this via email. There is no other way to do it. So you've got to do it online through their website. So go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. You'll get that. Let's see, new Meow stuff. The Meow's 2012 calendar is now available. You can purchase it at the shelter for $10 or order by phone or PayPal and add a $2 for shipping.
Wait, uh-huh. Back up here. What do we got here? Oh, Meow?
Meow calendar. Meow Cat Rescue, their 2012 calendar, you know, which has, you know, kitties on the picture.
Oh.
And, of course, buying the Meow calendar, you're supporting the cat rescue in Kirkland. So meowcatrescue.org or stop by Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland to pick up your copy. Now, you'll like this. Sips for Snips. October 20s is not vasectomy for men. This is sips for snips. October 21st from, yeah, Gary even got a chuckle out of that. From 1 to 5 p.m., a wine tasting event supporting Meow's Spay Neuter Fund will be at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland. $10 all goes to Meow. You get to taste 5 wines and 2 champagnes. You can also buy 2 custom Meow label wines. And you can order those at www.nwsellers.com. And, of course, more information at meowcatrescue.org.
How clever is that?
I know. Sips for snips. Yeah, Gary's watching football. He's, like, tuning this out now. Okay.